The large bowl with radiating lines has some marvelously animated fish swimming around its center. At this case, I'm joined by Denise Leidy. She's a curator in the Asian Art Department. We're comparing the large bowl with the smaller one in the case that's all white. Both vessels are made from a material known as stone paste.
Stone paste. So that's because it's not a clay, right? It's really a paste of ground stones.
Because it's a mixture of glassy material and clay.
So again, it's the story we've seen elsewhere in the galleries where ceramics from other part of the world, specifically China probably, were coming in and the Iranian potters were basically responding to new materials in different ways. The white one looks extremely Chinese to me, I think, both in the simplicity of the shape, in the fact that it's a very simple, quiet object.
They were looking at Chinese examples, and they're also trying to get the thinness of the body.
So the ceramic, the porcelain thinness.
The thinness of the porcelain.
To hear about the cultural exchanges along what's known as the Silk Road, press play.